Blog Talk Radio.
Wow.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hair in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got smooth drama.
All right, welcome to Smooth Drama with your host, Dick Hugger. If you want to holler at me, you can give me a call, 646-929-2037. Once again, Smooth Drama, Dick Hugger. You want to holler, 646-929-2037. Holler at me. I want to holler at you. Also, I know some of y'all are too shy to call. So, as always, I implore you. Email me, dick@smoothdrama.com. You're a little too shy to call. You can email me. I will read your email. I like getting email. It's one of those things. I just sit all day and just email and email and email. Anyway, you can send me an email, dick@smoothdrama.com, and I, of course, will read it. Also, as I always request, because I want to stalk you, and I want you to stalk me. Yeah, I encourage stalking. It's one of my few deadly habits. Text the word smooth drama to the number 41411. Once again, so we can get our mutual stalkage in. That's my new word, stalkage. Been saying it for a minute now. Text the word smooth drama to the number 41411. And we can get our stalk on. Because I like to do it like that. And starting off fresh, you know, I've never been one to jump back on sex or sex talk or anything like that. To me, that shit is just natural. I know for a lot of folks it's taboo. And then there's other folks who use sex just because, I mean, we all know sex sells, whatnot. And talking about sex is like, for some reason, it's the great unknown still to this day, even though we are in 2010. Shit, you only got 2 more years left, according to the Mayans, so you might as well live it up. 2012 is over. So we at 2010. If you can't say sex by now or even remotely discuss sex, shit, you got some issues. And y'all know who y'all are. Anyway, there's a little uproar because 50 Cent made a tweet on Twitter. For those of you who don't know what a tweet is, I'm sure the majority of the folks on the internet know what a tweet is. Tweet is a message on Twitter where he says, and we're gonna read it word for word. He says, if you're a man over 25 and you don't perform oral sex, you should think about killing yourself. Now, you know, there were some people who were saying this is homophobic. I don't know how that's homophobic when he said if you're a man over 25 and you don't give oral sex or perform oral sex on women, it's homophobic. Am I missing it? I miss something here. Now, then, of course, there's the people who say it's misogynistic, and I'm like, how is that misogynistic? Oral sex, talking about oral sex is misogynistic? I'm like, I don't really care a lot about his music, but, you know, that has nothing to do with the opinion. I mean, I'm sure a lot of it was a joke, but me, myself, I feel that way. If you're not performing oral sex on your woman, and quite honestly, people who don't really do oral sex, I didn't know that y'all still existed. I'm just saying, you know, there's nothing oral sex. Now, I'm going to guess that a lot of people who don't like oral sex probably have had bad oral sex, or the dude biting you or whatever, and that's understood. But if you've had it good, you're going to say that you don't like oral sex? Really? I mean, there are people out there who just, I can't do it. I hate it. And for people to be mad at 50 Cent for even saying it, I'm like, wrong. Did I miss something? That's not misogynistic. That's not homophobic. He's saying men should be able to please their women. If you can't please your woman orally, or you're not even giving the attempt, there is something wrong with you psychologically. At least that's my interpretation of what Miss Ant is talking about. So, I mean, if you disagree and you just think that, hey, you know what, I don't want to perform an oral sex on me, and you're a woman and you don't feel like I guess. Like I said, I didn't know y'all still existed. But more power to you if you do. Now, there's another roar, you know, here. It's always funny. Internet news and things that are supposedly big out there. There was a Nike ad that there was a little uproar about, where Nike was supposedly releasing there was some poetry on it where it says it was celebrating the beauty of a round butt. And in the poetry it says, "My butt is big and round like the letter C. And 10,000 lunges has made it rounder, but not smaller." And people were going crazy. Of course, it ended up being a fake ad, but I myself was like, why? For me, that was a cool-ass ad. And I'm a butt worshiper. I worship the letter C on each side. If you got a C and a C, I like a C. What? What's wrong with a nice ass? For some reason, and it's funny. Once again, we're talking about sexual connotations and how people view it and going about it. I mean, the body is natural. I mean, a naked body and just body parts, people put way too much into it. You know, a nice ass is a nice ass. People, it's like somebody has a nice ass, people go crazy like, oh, the ass is nice, that's no good. But you celebrate models with no ass. I mean, myself, I see these ads and I see these runway models and I don't get it. I see it and there's no thrill. These girls weigh about 82 pounds, have no ass, nothing. And that's supposed to be sexy and alluring? I'm not feeling it. So, in the uproar, a lot of it, because it was fake, a lot of it, it got some negative thoughts out there, and it got some positive hits also in some of the comments and commentary I saw and read. I just thought it was, God bless you. Good job. Although, I must say that in the ad, the woman, for those who who's seen it, I didn't think that she had much ass. She had like a little, she had like a little raisin pumping out, but oh, you gonna. Do a celebrating the butt. Now, some of you may disagree. Some of you might, hell yeah. I'm thinking if you're going to celebrate the ass, and I'm here to tell you, here at Smooth Drama, we celebrate the ass. We celebrate the ham hock, pork loin, tenderloin, whatever you want to call it, in the back. You're going to do an ad, do it right. As a matter of fact, I'm like, I'm going to have to do a Smooth Drama ad hollering at the butt. And maybe I'll put it out there. We do a Smooth Drama ad with a woman with an ass just rat-a-tat-tat. You hit it, and you might cause a little seismic shake that may go on for the next year or so. That's celebrating the ass to me. But maybe some of you may have a different kind of experience with it. Now, speaking of ass and celebrating, I read this study where they're talking about, and this is from the University of Minnesota Carlson School of Management, and they have 85 women in the mall and asked them to fill out a survey, and they were questions about self-perception and how women fail. And then they gave the women shopping bags to walk around with for an hour. The bag was from Victoria's Secret. The women in that group reported to the researchers that they felt more sensual and glamorous simply for carrying a Victoria's Secret bag. Now, I don't get that. I guess if you're one of those low self-esteem people that need something to make you feel sexy, I don't believe in that. I believe it's the other way around. The thong, you make thong sexy. I know some people may not understand what I'm saying, but see, if you're killing it, you're killing it, but you got to be killing it. It can't be killing for you. Now, obviously, clothing, the way you wear it, whatnot, can accentuate what you already have. But the point is, it's accentuating, I mean, I make no words up. Well, I can do that, make words up. It's accentuating what you already have. If you got it, you make the thong scream, and you make the person who you're trying to make their eyes scream even louder. Now, obviously, if you don't have it, it doesn't matter what you wear, because if you're not feeling sexy, and if you need a damn bag to make you feel sexier, I'm sorry. It's not a lot of hope for you. I'm saying, you don't need no damn bag to make you feel good. At least you shouldn't. But some of y'all do. And it's kind of scary. On that note, we're going to take a brief, well, not a brief commercial break. We're going to take a song break and a commercial break. You know me, I like going back to the old school, and I love a little new school. It's some old school off one of my favorite albums. It's the Licks, used to be the Alcoholics, from their album XO Experience. This is Barco.
The drunk is funkin', have me turned. Take it back to the old school one time, y'all. Come on. Fuckin' with me. Damn right, don't fuck with me. Alcoholic, with my alcoholic style, still coming to stay. Free as a bird, the beer fly on stage. Ain't here for no frontin', just to say a little something. A nigga like a cat to get this motherfucker pumping. I walk with a pop to make the cop time flashlight. And I ain't drunk shit, I'm still faded from last night. That's right, y'all, the alcohol be spittin', coming through, bitches. I drink a lot of L, smoke a lot of L today. Got kegs in my room and bells of hay. 25 roaches piled in my ashtray. Some like it slow, some live the fast way. All the ladies know I'm wild and nasty. I live the rap life like my nigga Tad say. I down the whole room, never halfway. I'm back and forth to the bar in the liquid cafe.
No lie, don't lose your lip. When I drink, we sip, all together all night.
Other man's pleasure, whatever you wanna drink, yeah. Bob, we bought the bars out. Last cast to call out, who I'm fall out. We're chasing aerial walking, I ain't talking. Do the damn thing, let your dog start barking. Embracing the bank, yeah. Who keeping your legs with Hennessy to the face, tequila with no shades or lips. Bank kicks, kick dirt on tricks. Fucking smoked out rappers, y'all fiends for hits. I just dropped my shit, never stop serving. Everything's bump, even the two-way version. I'm the West Coast Julius Servant. It's the worst, I'm not starving to death and dying of thirst. Come through, bring a home grill, double the fun, bitch. Cause two heads is better than one, so let's go.
Blood, sweat, and spit. Schizophrenic off about a half a gallon of that strong shit that made me think bust like Ray Allen. Profiling in the beat up ass bucket like fuck it. Bitch, I make this car look good. Knock on wood. Knock on them fiends just for practice. Cause them niggas can't fuck with these drunken ass packs.
We stomping. Bumping niggas with the bumping rhymes to keep the B-boys jumping. Saying ho, ladies saying out. Get it now, front row. Wipe that bruise from the brow. Freestyle them all. Niggas go down the same price. Treat with us, you probably piss in the bed. Same night. Throwing up on your clothes. No hold on. Show. Now you're on your back. Pointing at the sky with your toes.
No, I
back to Smooth Drama with your host Dick Hugger. That was the Alcoholics, well, the Licks, off their album XO Experience Barcode. My oldie but goodie. Yeah, what can I say? And on that note, if you want to give me a call, you can hit me up 646-929-2037. Once again, you can hit me up 646-929-2037, or you can email me, dick@smoothdrama.com. Once again, you can email me, dick@smoothdrama.com. I will holler with you. Now, speaking of hollering with you, there's a case of a prostitute in New York who was teaching. She was an elementary school teacher. She was reassigned after her school discovered, of course, that she was a not prostitute, but a former prostitute. You know, Now, and what made it bad is in the article, they said the tattooed sex worker taught art at Bronx Elementary School for 3 years and managed to keep her past life a secret from parents and faculty. Now, my issue is, what part of former prostitute do they get? I mean, you can't reform your life. You know, see, that's the hypocrisy that goes on. A woman who was a former prostitute, not prostitute now, former, she teaches, you know, I guess got her life together. I mean, we were assuming that she's got her life together. She's teaching school. You know, I mean, she's making money. She's not on the street doing her thing. I'm like, well, what else can she do? If you don't want them to streetwalk, and then she goes and she turns her life around, she is teaching, she's out the life, but then y'all jump on her, and she gets reassigned. She can't teach kids because she used to be bad. I mean, as far as it goes, I mean, people make mistakes. Isn't that the point? You make a mistake, then you learn from the mistake. You don't repeat said mistake, and you live your life. I mean, she should be able to live her life. And I'm saying that Melissa Petro should be able to teach. And there's that, the hypocrisy. You know, you folks go to jail or whatnot. They get out of jail. Nobody will hire them. What can they do? What will they do but commit more crime? Now, if you're going to take her opportunity away from her, what else can she do to make money? Isn't that the point? I don't understand people sometimes. And some of the comments, I encourage y'all, look up some of these stories I talk about. Sometimes you need to scroll down and look at the comments, because the people are so ignorant in the comments. And that's what is dismaying to me. The fact that, yeah, she was a prostitute. She was. Was. Past. Was. You learned that in school. Was. It's past tense. We not giving folks no love, like they can't reform. You don't allow them to reform and then wonder why they do what they do. It's just stupid to me. It's the dumbest shit I've heard. I mean, it shouldn't even be an issue. She should be able to teach and move on. Period. But, you know, there's no love for people who try to do positive stuff. No love. Try to turn your life around. Is there any love for you? No. She ain't committed no crime, but trying to teach your kids. So people in the Bronx Elementary School, you should be ashamed of yourself. And parents, if you're jumping all over her and giving her a hard time because she's trying to teach your badass kids, I just have an issue with that. Now, other issue. Y'all remember the heifer. Yes, I'm calling her a heifer. The one who threw acid in her face and pretended like she got attacked. I mean, she came out and said a black woman attacked her. And I mean, she made it racial. You know, I hate talking about this stuff. I'm in racial rehab. I try not to talk about this shit, but I just keep getting pulled in. It's like the Godfather, trying to get out, you trying to pull me in into some stupid shit. And this is some stupid shit. One, she burnt herself in the face to get some attention. I mean, and of course, the whole using black folks, which is tiring. It's really, really tiring. Back time, y'all want to fake some shit. You want to say that black folks did it to you. stole your kids, tried to kill somebody in the house but you, but they killed your wife and kids. And now the whole messing up your face for no reason. Just walks up to you, a black woman just sees you and is like, you know what? You're too pretty. I'm going to ugly you up. I mean, that would be your mentality on it. That's why you thought of that excuse. And it's actually a social law where we speak on issues like this. And it's kind of something that we don't pay any mind to any longer. I mean, black folks being blamed and then proven innocent after the fact, it's one of those things, it happens. And people don't give it a second look. But I'm like, it boggles my mind that we can go and see this type shit, this bullshit. It's like every year. Every year there's a new case. We get blamed for some shit. I mean, obviously we know there's the psychological perception that, of course, people who look like myself, our shade of color, are dangerous malcontents who are out to do whatever to you. Now, there are criminals that do commit crimes, but criminals who commit crime span the diaspora, and I'm talking the color diaspora. So it's starting to get on a ridiculous level. I mean, we haven't seen that outcry of white people screaming about black folks blaming stuff on them. So, I mean, can y'all stop doing it to us? Can we get a break? Can y'all start? I mean, I know y'all starting to blame Mexicans, but, you know, can you just stop doing it? You know, if you want to kill folks, you want to deface yourself, just don't give it just don't say it's black folks, please. Can we get 1 year? Hold it 365 days. We're not going to count a leap year. We're not going to make you do it on a leap year. Just one regular year where this don't happen. Be very grateful. Take you out to dinner. Maybe we can have brunch. I don't know. Just one year. That's all. Anyway, the heifer, and I'm not going to say her name because I've said her name before, and she don't deserve her name to be said. She pleads not guilty to not got me all. I'm using my big word of the day. Flummoxed. Anyway. She pleads not guilty to theft, even though there were a few people money. I mean, a Michael Kite, a California, $1,000 via a PayPal account. Also, she got $28,000 total donated to her, which she, of course, spent. Well, she didn't spend all of it. And I'm going to guess she probably had a little bit more than $28,000 because they always put out the conservative. But anyway, she spent about $1,500 of the $28,000 that was donated to her. But she says that she's not guilty of theft. I'm like, when you perpetrate a fraud in that, my dear, it's theft. Every day of the week. And the days of the weekend also. I'm just saying, I don't see how folks don't see that shit. And she should get the maximum. I don't care what it is. whatever you charging her with, she should get the maximum. She should have to not only do the prison time, but in her probation, when her ass gets out, she should have to work with burn victims so she can know what real people's tragedy done to them have to go through, and not because your punk ass had nerve to burn yourself because you were depressed about whatever the hell you were depressed about, and trying to benefit from that. You know, just normal people go and have sex with a random stranger. Just get a booty call. You want that gratification, whatnot. Get a hug from somebody, something. Don't burn yourself and perpetrate a fraud like that. I hope your ass goes to jail for a long time. And you do every month, every week, every hour, every fucking minute. I mean, you know, the Center for Disease Control actually put out another one of these little surveys, little research that they do, where they're saying 1 in 10 U.S. adults are depressed. Oh, of the 300 some hot million people in America, 1 out of 10. I'm gonna guess that's 300,000 out of the. No, it'd probably be a little bit more than. We talking about what? 1, 3 million, 30 million, something like that. So that would be 1%. So 1 out of 10, so that's like 10%. So we're looking at 30 million Americans are depressed. Oh. You know what? Y'all need some goddamn. That's your problem. Get a hobby. You know, read, but I mean, learn to do shit. You know, you're depressed. You're sitting in your house with your drawers around your ankles on the internet. Oh, one time, world, to let the sun shine on you. See some sunshine. Hang out with adults. Find some other nerds like yourself. Some other culturally deprived individuals, and y'all be the cultural deprived crew. You can have like a whole gang of y'all. Y'all can be a gang. Y'all can be the I'm depressed crew. Just don't show up at no schools that I'm volunteering at or any other place where I'm at and start shooting folks because you're depressed. Now, I know there are some people who are depressed because they're chemically imbalanced, but I'm not talking about them. Y'all know who the hell I'm talking about. I'm talking about y'all. These fools that are out here, you know, blaming everything in the world on everybody instead of looking at yourself. Look in the mirror, homie. It is you. And home at. Y'all should stop. Stop being pathetic. So, you know, if you come out into the light, a lot of people will say hi to you, talk to you, might even want to hang out with you. It's not that bad. I know for some of y'all it's bad, but for some of y'all, it's a crutch. Stop crutching. Pretty pleased with whatever on top, whatever the hell you like, just put that on top. Let it be automatic. On that note, I'm going to be cheesy and head into my next song break. This is House of M. Automatic music.
Yeah, you are now listening to WHOM. That's House of M Radio. I am your main dude, Stain, Sugarfoot Salmon. Yeah. And right now I got one of those exclusives for you. This is my man, A-Prime. He done linked up with super producer Trailmatic.
This is automatic music. Come on, rock to the rhythm, just rolling rock. This is the next level of hip hop. It's a prime traumatic and we at it again. Another classical blend. We about to add another classic to fend. Another joint that you could blast in your whip. I know you claim to have passion, but psh, you ain't never had it like this. This is some of that old school. Play it in your boombox. Four finger ring, love or hate, moving through your block. I'm ill, rhyme skills, knock you out your high heels, boots, socks, whatever. True rhymes are clever. This is real hip hop with no gimmick. No artificial flavoring, Sebastian knows limits. And people love listening to prime, cause every time I give them that vibe, remind them of a simpler time. You know, Jungle Brother Daylight, pumping through your stereo. Leaders of the new school and tribe, what scenario? Eric B and Rakim and P Rock and CL Smooth. Them influences is in my tunes, you dig?
Just say, yeah, I killed somebody. I sold drugs with somebody. I smacked hoes with somebody. Anyway. Speaking of loving women and not loving women, for those people who think this kind of stuff is important, some of y'all may, some of y'all may, here at Court in the Land, he argued that the Constitution does not, in fact, bar sex discrimination. You know, according to him, if the current society wants to outlaw discrimination by sex, you have legislatures. I mean, he don't like women. He don't want women to have constitutional rights. I mean, he's sitting up there talking about it like, yeah, you have no real protection. You shouldn't have it. I mean, and this is somebody that's sitting on the Supreme Court, and he make the laws, and there's really nothing that we can do to get this type of person off of the Supreme Court. It's not something that people vote on. Guys like this, actually hurt. All right. Sorry to have been cut off. Let's have some technical difficulties there beyond our control, but we, of course, are back. Now, back to what I was saying. Justice Scalia and people like that who really don't believe in the rights, I guess, of people they don't agree with. I guess he don't agree with women. He's attacked the rights of gay people. He's impartial about some religious cases. I'm gonna make a guess that he's probably a little bit in the closet. Because generally, people like that hate like that, they generally got a whole bunch of nasty secrets. J. Edgar Hoover comes to mind. You know, attack gay folks really hard. Bishop Long comes to mind also. They normally are gay. I'm just saying. We know it's true. You know, it's no shock. But I find it funny that through the last few weeks, there's been a lot of talk about Bishop Eddie Long, but there's no talk about Justice Scalia. I mean, he's basically saying women have no rights, should have no rights under the Constitution if they're discriminated against. Oh, well, you have no constitutional recourse. That's a big deal. That's a huge deal, because he actually sits on the Supreme Court and he actually can enact laws that could fuck you over. He's got a lot of juice. He says it. Nobody's talking about it. I have yet to see a whole bunch of talk about this shit. People don't think it's important, but people thinking a preacher fucking somebody in his congregation is. Which is funny, because can we go 1 year, back to that 1 year deal, can we go 1 year where a preacher hasn't fucked somebody in their congregation? Can we? I mean, I'm talking about historically, way back in the days. Preachers, bishops, popes, priests, whatever the hell you want to call them, religious men of the cloth, no cloth, whatever the hell they was wearing. They've been fucking somebody in the congregation all the time. No big deal. Now, Supreme Court justices who say, and we are in the age of Aquarius, at least I heard the song, I think. I've heard that song, and I believe if those people who are into the zodiac know this is the age of Aquarius, this is the time of the woman, that women, I mean, women's activists. Shit, my girl, well, I would say miles from marijuana, but this is not really the issue. But I'm just saying that women, hey, he's like, fuck y'all. Y'all ain't got no right. And I'm going to guess that if it was up to him, if a case came before him, and you think about this shit, if a case came before him and it was about women being discriminated against, he would be like, yeah, fuck that. You have no legal recourse with him. And you better hope that his homies don't feel that way. Now, of course, we have two women on the Supreme Court now, but last time I checked, they're still a minority. Now, I'm, of course, not trying to make this a woman against man issue. This is just an idiot, basically. A supreme idiot who doesn't understand. Well, he understands, but he doesn't give a damn. And I'm saying, what's important? A preacher fucking somebody in the congregation. We know preachers fuck people in the congregation all the time. And I'm going to take a gander that this is just a scandal for this month. I'm guessing right now. I would put money that there's a preacher somewhere fucking somebody in their congregation right now that they're not supposed to be. Just saying, that's par for the course. It's sad, but it's kind of par for the course. Y'all feel me? Maybe, maybe not. Or we can talk about Joe Miller, Republican candidate for Senate in Sarah Palin's Alaska, who said, he's saying the Republican ain't, we need to shrink the federal government. But also in an interview with ABC News, my man says we should end the federal minimum wage law. Now, for some of y'all, you're thinking, well, minimum wage, we should be past that, blah, 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 blah. But if I'm not mistaken, they put in a minimum wage law because it forced people who wanted to pay people less to pay them the minimum wage. Y'all do understand what that means? They had to make a law to force employers to pay you the minimum wage, because if the free market rules, as we know how that whole free market rules and the powers that be setting the pay scale, shit would be fucked up. Think about it. You think about it. If they got to set, and when I say they, I'm talking about the people who run corporations, big business, whatnot, which are basically corporations. If they set the tone, the minimum wage would not be what it is now. I don't know what the hell it is. $7.75, $8, whatever. I'm gonna guarantee that it won't be. They would go below it. So if the minimum wage is abolished, as Mr. Miller would like it to be. And, I mean, his argument is that the 1938 law, which made the minimum wage law, is not within the scope of the powers that are given to the federal government. Now you see how this is something important, because what happens is they'll make an argument with somebody way the hell in Alaska. Then it'll be a rider on a nondescript bill that nobody's paying attention to. And then what happens? Lo and behold, the minimum wage has been abolished. Because we don't need it, right? You know, what the hell we need a minimum wage? We in America. People make enough to live, right? Right? And we're not going to get them jobs anyway, because we're Americans who make a lot of money and we can make more money. We're not dishwashers, so it's not a big deal, right? I mean, right? Last time I checked with the outsourcing, and that's a show that I would never watch on TV, by the way, a whole outsourcing show that comes on The Office. Love the people who are taking your job, for you to be comfortable with the fact that the jobs that used to be yours in this country have been outsourced to another country so that they can't, once again, circumvent paying you a decent wage. They send it overseas to someone else who will take that below minimum wage job. Because you better believe whatever the minimum wage is here, they are not paying them people that over there. And that's what outsourcing is. But you don't want to pay the wage here so that your corporate bottom line and stock portfolios will be profitable for the shareholders. That's what that is. I mean, that's kind of important. That's, once again, more important than a preacher getting his dick sucked. But do we care about it? It's a ripple effect here. I mean, do you care? I always wonder, do people care about important shit, or do they care about stupid shit? Now, if you think this is unimportant and I shouldn't be talking about it, and I should be talking about, you know, Lawrence Fishburne's daughter doing porn, there's something wrong with you. Lawrence Fishburne's daughter doing porn is probably only important to Lawrence Fishburne. Well, it should only be important to him, because I know I wouldn't want my daughter doing porn. I mean, I like watching porn, but I wouldn't want to see my daughter seeing the porn I'm watching. But you see what I'm saying? You see what's important, what's not important. Now, I know a little too much truth, a little too much reality can be hard on people. I understand that. But reality is reality. I mean, it's like Meg Whitman here in California running for governor. She had an illegal alien working in her house for 9 years. Said she didn't know she was illegal for 9 years, but she's a successful businesswoman who, in her business, probably knew every facet of the business from the top to the bottom. But she doesn't know the person documentation that's working in the house. I mean, we obviously know what the score is. This is connected to that whole outsourcing argument, because she doesn't want to pay someone a decent wage, you get an undocumented person who will take whatever the hell you give them because they're just happy to have a job. Now, obviously, you know, American people, and I know there's people out there who looking for a job or want a job that's paying them more or whatnot, or you've been laid off and you can't find something. I mean, your job, it's not about your job going to illegal aliens. It's about people like Meg Whitman, who some of y'all would vote for governor, and I guess we'll find out here in a month or so. You'll vote for her for governor, even though she intentionally circumvented the rules, because a lot of people don't pay no attention to that, don't think it's a big deal. But it kind of is a big deal. Sort of like the United States, and I don't know if y'all have heard, the United States in between 1946 and 1948 experimented on 700 Guatemalans, gave them syphilis. Now, it's not a big deal for anybody who's in history, because we know here in America, they gave syphilis to a bunch of black men. Well, they were treating them for syphilis and gave them placebos instead of actual treatment to study gonorrhea and its effect on people long term. Now, the fact that this coincided with them doing it in Guatemala, it just means that they were doing it in different countries all over, because biological warfare is one of the next steps in war, in effectively killing motherfuckers and people thinking it's something natural. You put some shit in the water, however you're gonna do it, whether it be airborne or you just inject different individuals and call it inoculations or some shit. But we apologize. I guess that was cool. Now, of course, there's some Guatemalan officials who are saying that they should get some reparations and whatnot, which is kind of funny to me. I'm like, homie, you're not getting reparations. I still haven't gotten my 40 acre and a mule. I'd take a mule, actually. I could use one. I'd ride my mule in the street. I wouldn't pick up the shit or nothing. I'd just be rolling down the street on a mule. I would. Just saying. But not to make light of it, but it's a sorry state of affairs when you can experiment on folks and give them diseases and whatnot, and nobody looks at the long-term implications of these things and how these are people with actual families and whatnot. And that's how you got to look at it. These were actual people all around, real people. I mean, they're not real. So we apologize, though. Let's just hope that they haven't done something like that here. Or do you care because it's not here? Is it not a big deal? I don't know. I kind of think it is. I hope you do too. On that note, I want to say thank you for listening. And I'm Dick Hugger. This is Smooth Drum. And I'm out. Peace.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama. Together you got smooth.
drummer. Smooth.